It's quite a conundrum, this Easter story that we've just celebrated over the last few days. On the one hand, Jesus' death and resurrection has set us free from the power of sin. On the other, well, sin just seems to linger on, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. That makes you think, doesn't it? When you hear it put as bluntly as that, it really is quite the conundrum. Hang on, didn't Jesus defeat sin on that cross? Yes, he did, absolutely. So why then does sin linger on in my life? Why is it that I still stumble and fall to that same temptation time after time? And what, if anything, can I do about it? Those are the questions that anyone who believes in Jesus should be asking themselves, because as unpopular as the notion of sin is in the world today, it remains the central dilemma of humanity, one that God took so seriously that he sent his son Jesus to suffer and die to set us free from its power. So what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The first step in slaying the hold that sin has over our lives through the power of the cross is getting serious about it. God's grace hasn't been lavished on you and on me so that we could continue sinning, so that we could continue in the same sinful life, imposing day after day on God's grace. By no means. Jesus died and rose again to set you free. It's time to get serious about overcoming the sin in your life. Deadly serious. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God means for you to live in victory over your sin and your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Man, the Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.